My grandson Walter, 2 months old, October 14th, is very much like a hatchling songbird, only with a tiny bit of hair on his head. Most newly hatched songbirds have at least a tiny bit of down, but Walter is more like a baby woodpecker in that respect, with not a single down feather. Nestling songbirds, woodpeckers, hummingbirds, raptors, and several others are called altricial. That is, they hatch out with eyes closed and utterly helpless. Altricial baby birds do have the instinct to open their mouths when they sense a parent near, and they poop as soon as they've eaten, in those respects very much like newborn humans. Birds with altricial young feed their helpless babies as tenderly as human mothers do. But unlike us mammals, most birds cannot produce that food within their own bodies. They must hunt it out and bring it back to the nest. Baby squirrels nestle against their mothers through the night so they can be fed whenever they want to nurse. Mother squirrels probably sleep right through the nighttime feedings, unlike my daughter when Walter needs to eat every 3 or 4 hours. Altricial bird parents need light to procure food for themselves and their young, so night feedings are not an option. To make up for it, many species spend just about every moment from sunrise to sunset searching for food and feeding their nestlings and then their fledglings. Now that it's mid-October, most of the baby songbirds produced this year are on their own. Baby chickadees have left their parents and siblings, and each one has joined a different winter flock from its family members. The first baby robins to fledge this year have been on their own since early summer, and the one or two subsequent broods each pair of robins raised are also on their own now. Robins associate in large flocks, so it's not like the young won't have some adults around showing them the ropes as they travel to new places. Some swallows and probably other songbirds stick with their own parents through migration, but that is probably the exception rather than the rule. Many corvids stick together as families longer than their fellow songbirds. Young male Florida scrub jays remain with their parents for 1 or 2 years, and sometimes even more. My neighborhood pair of crows fledged 4 young this year, and 5 members of the family are still coming to my tray feeder as a group. It's been tricky keeping track of my backyard blue jays when so many migrant blue jays have been passing through, but one adult keeps coming to me for peanuts if it's in hearing range when I whistle, so I can recognize that one. This past weekend, I saw a blue jay in the spruce tree right next to my upstairs home office window, and when I whistled, it came to a closer branch and peeked in the window, so I tossed a peanut out, and it rocketed to the ground to retrieve it. And instantly, another blue jay started making begging sounds and fluttering its wings, and the first bird flew up and gave it a peanut kernel. I'd taken a lot of photos of that baby and its siblings back on August 7th, a week before Walter was born. At that point, the babies were fine flyers with half-grown tails. I suspect this particular adult is going to be spending the winter here based on the fact that it's been caching away half the peanuts I give it. So I'll be paying attention to try to tease out the relationships between it and other blue jays as the season progresses. Looking at my tiny dependent grandbaby, it's hard to imagine just how quickly baby blue jays grow up. But it's lovely to realize that when a baby blue jay, even a full-sized one who could be off on its own, needs a handout, a parent is seemingly happy to oblige. It was lovely of my friendly blue jay to give me this glimpse into their natural history, giving me something to wonder about during National Blue Jay Awareness Month while I'm gazing into the eyes of our family's own little nestling. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.